"I'll never look at myself again until my hair grows," she exclaimed passionately. Then she suddenly rattled the glass. "Yes, I will too. I'll do penance for being wicked that way. I'll look at myself every time I come to my room and see how ugly I am. And I won't try to imagine it anyway, either. I never thought I was vain about my hair, of all things, but now I know I was, in spite of being red, because it was so long and thick and curly. I accept something will happen to my nose next." Anne's clipped head made a sensation in school the following Monday. But to her relief, nobody guessed the real reason for it. Not even Josie Pye, whoever did not fail to inform Anne that she looked like a perfect scarecrow. "I didn't say anything when Josie said that to me," Anne confided that evening in Marilla, who was lying on the sofa after one of her headaches, "because I thought it was part of my punishment and I ought to bear it patiently. It is hard to be told you look like a scarecrow, and I wanted to say something back, but I didn't. I just swept her one scornful look and then I forgave her. It makes you very virtuous when you forgive people, doesn't it? I mean, to devote all my energies to being good after this, and I shall never try to be beautiful again. Of course, it's better to be good, I know it is, but sometimes so hard to believe a thing even when you know it. I do really want to be good, Marilla, like you and Mrs. Allen and Miss Stacy, and grow up to be a credit to you. Diane says my hair begins to grow, to tie a black ribbon around my head with a bow at one side. She said she thinks it'll be very becoming. I would call it a snood. That sounds so romantic. But am I talking too much, Marilla? Does it hurt your head? My head is better now. It was terrible bad this afternoon, though. These headaches of mine are getting worse and worse. I'll have to see a doctor about them. As for your chatter, I don't know that I mind. I've got so used to it," which was Marilla's way of saying that she liked to hear it.